现在是11月25号上午的11点10分左右，在我身后的是几千名抗议江泽民的法轮功学员的一小部分。今天是江泽民访美的最后一天，也是法轮功学员举行大型和平抗议的第三天。这些法轮功学员他们站在江泽民有可能进入布什农场的路口附近等候，并打出横幅。据消息说，今天像这样的抗议还将在布什农场的许多地方出现。同时，在 Crawford 临时设的法轮大法信息中心正在举行记者会。澳洲来的戴志珍女士带着2岁的女儿，讲述了丈夫在中国大陆因修炼法轮功而被迫害致死的事实。
This picture we took before my husband was killed. He was killed simply he went to Beijing and hand a letter to the Chinese government that our family benefits so much for practice Falun Gong. Falun Dafa is good.He was arrested by the police, put into jail, tortured. He died last year. The last time my baby saw her father, only 9 months old. The most broken heart thing. I don't know how to face my baby when she asked me, where is daddy? I want daddy. Because in China, thousands, thousands of families just like mine.They don't have a chance to speak out. Thousands, thousands of children suffer just like my daughter because their parents want to be a good people and doing the exercise.
最后他强调，他家庭的遭遇只是无数个法轮功学员被迫害的例子之一。为了避免这样的悲剧持续发生下去，请有正义感的人们伸出援手，帮助制止这场暴虐的迫害。这是方光明记者惠晨德州布什农场采访报道。